Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right. Got any plans to, I don't know, fly for Thanksgiving?
No, I never do, but I know many others do.
Yeah, that could get a little complicated. Headline, after electoral wins, left-wing senators want to keep the government shutdown going. So here's the proposition on the table. Unless illegal immigrants continue to get their free health care, nobody's flying. That's where we are today. I mean, that's literally what's going on here with the Democrats. Why? They just got to look at what all their years of hard work can do in New York. You can get a full-fledged communist elected if you can get enough illegals in the country and keep them here. If you can get enough foreign-born in the country, one way or another, breaking immigration laws, Joe Biden did to confer benefits on people who do not, by law, meet the category, do not, by law, meet, he basically just was giving out immigration benefits like candy. If you were from a country, where the refugees vote highly Democrat, he just sent a plane and got you. And you know what? Let's not forget, Forward.us partnered, look this up because it's crazy, partnered with a nonprofit founded by George Bush, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton to raise money for the illegal flights that Joe Biden, remember, initially said weren't happening. We're not flying hundreds of thousands of illegals in here and dumping them in places like Florida in order to blew them back up. We're not doing that. Well, we were doing that. And then once it came out, these presidents were raising tens of millions of dollars for these flights. In a older, saner America, they would have been indicted using RICO statutes because they have become part of the human trafficking network, okay? So here's the good news. Not so good if you want to fly somewhere, but the good news, okay? That Battleground America podcast that I did on that outrage, those presidents should go to prison for that. For colluding to ship illegal immigrants into this country. And remember, they were coming from Iran. They were coming from Qatar. They were coming, some of them, not a lot, but some from Yemen and Afghanistan. And again, it was anywhere where you can get a high percentage voting Democrat. It was a voter drive, okay? So that was just a few years ago in 2023. Look how far we've come. All of that is stopped. Zero illegal immigrants making it across the border effectively. That was announced yesterday. All-time low. Turns out you can do that without legislation. You could do it with sheer will using existing laws, okay? So where are we now? The Democrats have to keep these illegals here. They have to. George Bush has to keep these illegals here. Bill Clinton has to keep these illegals here. The Uniparty, Barack Obama has to keep these illegals here. He was the other one that Bush and Clinton partnered with in order to pay for those flights that Joe Biden initially said weren't happening. You remember the UK Daily Mail and Todd Benzman broke that story, and the mainstream media lied and said, no, that's not happening. That's fake. UK Daily Mail doubled and tripled down, did not care what the lying mainstream media said. And eventually everyone had to admit, OK, yeah, we are flying illegal immigrants in here by the hundreds of thousands. That's how we were getting to, you know, 200,000 and 300,000 at the peak of this. So that has stopped. And Trump's got to get them out. And that's what this flight battle is about. Democrats, and I think some in the Uniparty secretly back, but aren't going to say it. Democrats are going to grind American society down to a halt. Stop the flights. Stop the food stamps. Cause mass chaos, Lee, to keep these illegals here. Meanwhile, overnight, Dr. Oz put connecting the dots I've been connecting on this show for really months now and a lot of weeks. And everybody who uses me for show prep, because I go first, I'm on the East Coast, so I know a lot of you do. And then later on in the day, I listen to you guys. This is the point that needs to be connected here very succinctly. And Dr. Oz does it, Lee. And it's this. He is now up to $1.3 billion in six states illegally spent on health care for illegals,
which we were told didn't happen.
Did not happen, but also did happen.
Yes.
And he's connecting this dot. He's saying that basically this is our fight, okay? We got to get the illegals off the Medicaid, because while they're still on the Medicaid, and this has just been the last few months, they're still on it under Trump. We've just now found them. He is, by the way, the director of the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare. Okay, so that's why he's Dr. Oz, Mehmet Oz is a Trump appointee. That's why he's doing this. He says in here, Lee, we can't get them out of the country with a cash offer if they have something more valuable. And what is that? The value of a Medicaid policy in their hand. We take the Medicaid policy away and they will take the cash offer. What is that? One free ticket home and $1,000 for each member of your family to restart your life. We're so sorry that Joe Biden invited you here. He shouldn't have done that. Have $1,000 a piece for your struggle.
And the legal ability to re-enter the U.S. Yes. At a future date legally.
Legally. So you can apply to come here and it will not matter that you broke the law, but don't let us catch you. Like that daycare worker. I'm going to get into that in a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's start with Dr. Oz. So he actually connects the two things and speaks the truth about why Democrats are fighting so hard to keep these illegals on Medicaid, that they're keeping the government shut down.
Six states believe that they should be allowed to pay for illegal immigrants on the state level, on their own, to receive free health care. Now, free health care insurance attracts illegal immigrants and it makes them unwilling to leave, even if we offer them cash. Equally importantly, I worry that federal taxpayer money will be siphoned towards these states and hurt the 44 states who disagree with attracting illegal immigrants with free insurance. In fact, Congress is shut down right now because Democratic senators don't like the One Big Beautiful Bill, which corrals this kind of fraud in Medicaid. We decided to investigate ourselves. I didn't really trust these six states. We found already $1.3 billion has been inappropriately taken from federal taxpayers in just the past few months. We just clawed back $300 million, which signals that the six states, they already know, they acknowledge that this is an embarrassing reality. We need to protect our most vulnerable and send a clear message that other countries should take care of theirs.
So he's up to $1.3 billion now. He's clawed back $300 million. This is, again, just six states in just the last few months. So this was his update yesterday. We've been talking about this for about a week, but this was his update yesterday. But you heard him, Lee, make the connection. We've got to get them off Medicaid so they will take our cash offer to leave. Mm-hmm. This is what the battle is about. This is what, if your flight gets canceled today, this is why nobody flies until illegal immigrants get their health care. That is the position of the Democrats. But Lee, I've wanted to have this fight for years.
Yep.
We have come so far in 3 years from three presidents, again, breaking federal law in a RICO-style strategy to fund illegal immigrant flights into the country from that to this. Incredible. In less than 3 years, would Trump's win? This is why they tried to put him in prison, because they knew what they had put on the welfare rolls. Again, as it comes out from the Center for Immigration Studies, they've got the goods that 59% of illegals are on at least one form of welfare. Many are on more than one form of welfare, and 48% of illegal immigrants are on Medicaid. That's the fight. That's why you may not have a flight today. By the way, they're saying Cheryl Cassoni at Fox News, if you're trying to gauge the odds, your flight will be shut down for your safety, by the way. Transportation Secretary Duffy saying, listen, the problem, Lee, is these air traffic controllers will miss their second paycheck on Tuesday. Right. I know you know that. Miss their second paycheck on Tuesday, right? So a lot of people can miss one paycheck. Two is really hard. And what they're beginning to do is, number one, they're going to go, you know, drive an Uber in, you know, so they're working two shifts, not one. That's really dangerous because they got to pay their bills, right? Can't default on your mortgage. And or they're just not going to come to work because they've got to feed their kids. They've got to pay their mortgage. And so Democrats are counting on that level of disruption for Americans to be calling their Congress member and demanding, hey, yeah, we don't care. Whatever you got to do to end the shutdown. Well, whatever you got to do is leave the illegal immigrants on the Medicaid, on the Medicare, and most importantly, on the welfare.
And Americans are responding to this situation, too. I know at GSP, they're doing a food drive to try to help out the TSA and air traffic controllers there. I've noticed on several businesses, on websites that I do business with, they've said, hey, if you're impacted by the federal government shutdown, let us know. We can try and help, you know, banks and other institutions. So, I mean, the American people are responding. Corporations are responding. People are empathetic to the situation that the federal workers are in. But it's just, Tara, to me, this is a slow motion insurrection that is going on in this country.
Yeah. I mean,
there is far more damage to people and lives and property going on right now than ever happened on January 6th.
Yeah.
I mean, it is much more coordinated. I mean, you've got governors, you've got state legislatures, you've got various non-governmental organizations and PACs and fundraisers that are doing everything they can to subvert the power of the U.S. government. That's an insurrection.
Lorianne writes on YouTube, exactly right, Lee. What a brilliant way to put that. This is a slow motion insurrection. But Lee, the good news is at least we're finally having the flights instead of paying the UN to be invaded. I mean, we have come so far. By the way, Department of Homeland Security reporting, we are now up to 1.6 million total deportations, on the verge of 1.7 as folks begin to give up and leave. Every Medicaid illegal immigrant family that Oz finds on there. By the way, we're not being mean. It is illegal for them to get Medicaid under federal law. Okay. This is not legal. This is fraud. It's law breaking. Everyone we find is another family that gets on one of those deportation flights and leaves the country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Folks, the numbers are rolling in. Democrats are loving what they're seeing. How New York achieved the ultimate goal of the Democrat Party, which is to become Marxist, openly Marxist. Still watching these segments on Fox News and Newsmax and talking about, well, these young kids, man, they haven't been educated in socialism. Stop pretending these are Americans doing this. Stop pretending these are Native American people. In other words, people whose families have been here for generations. That's not what's going on. I'm sick of the pretend. Here's reality. This is from The Federalist. A survey released in October found Ma'am Donnie, and I expect when I get the exit polling, I'm going to see this. I haven't fully been able to find this in the exit polling yet just because they're still putting it out. A survey released in October from Patriot Polling found Ma'am Donnie had 62% support from foreign-born New Yorkers and just 31% among American-born. So everybody's buzzing yesterday on X. It was trending. He thanked everybody in his speech, and he listed all the countries they're from. Some countries I forgot exist. But he didn't thank Americans. Why? They voted for his opponent. This was not a victory among Americans for socialism. This was a victory among the Democrats' shadow nation of replacement voters for socialism. That's what this was. That's the fight of our time. Again, one in five New Yorkers can't speak English. Almost 50% not born in this country. So when almost 50% are not born in the country, and Zohram Mamdani gets 62% of the not born in this country vote, you win. Actual Americans voted for Cuomo. 20% of people in New York City can't speak English. More than three. Folks, there's only like 8 to 9 million people, right? New York City. It's the biggest city in the country. More than 3 million migrants now call New York City home, making up about 40% of the total population. Folks, this is the Democrats' dream. This is what they wanted. This is not something Americans did. And we need to stop misreporting that or pretending it's not the case. It is exactly the case. Listen to this. You know how everyone's saying, well, this is a victory for the working man. Yeah, the working man finally going to take over New York and yeah, not to millionaires, to billionaires. American-born workers, American-born, in New York, who'd they vote for? American-born workers making under 30,000 or less. Who'd they vote for? Oh, Ma'am Donnie, right? No. No, they didn't. They voted for Cuomo. Let me repeat that. American-born working poor, because you make 30,000 or less in New York, you're working poor. I mean, given even the prices there, I mean, it's you're working poor. American-born New Yorkers making less than $30,000 voted against Ma'am Donnie by a 48% to 42% margin. See? Americans did not do that. This, and by that I mean born, native-born Americans, all colors, races, whatever. Foreigners did this. And folks, this is the model that the Democrats are fighting for. This is why your flight may be canceled today because Democrats go shut the country down so they can get this in every city. Don't tell yourself, well, that's just New York. That will never happen here. It almost did. Folks, this close. It almost happened here. Think of Columbia, not the country, South Carolina, as a deep blue haven electing a socialist. It almost happened. Think of North Carolina as a deep blue haven voting against Donald Trump. It almost happened. Folks, we came so close to this, and that's why the Democrats can't let it go. It almost happened. Wait, what am I talking about? Skinny of teeth? Why? Because remember when the Democrats, who Joe Biden won, I put that in air quotes, won the election and ushered in with him a Democrat House and Senate, right? The Democrat Senate, Joe Biden intended to pass amnesty. They did. Why didn't it pass? Two people, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, Democrats, said no, nope, no, we're keeping the filibuster. In other words, you could try to pass amnesty, but you're going to need 2/3 votes. And they dug in and dug it. By the way, do you realize they threatened to kill? To kill one of the two of them? I'm going to have that coming up next. Trying to get them to budge on the filibuster, and they wouldn't. And that is why we did not have amnesty. And folks, had those two not hung on to that filibuster that these idiots on our side today are like, yeah, let it go. I don't think Trump would be president. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't. Because that immigrant nation that the Democrats imported to replace us would have given Kamala Harris Pennsylvania. They would have given Kamala Harris North Carolina, most certainly. Definitely Michigan, no question. We dodged that bullet because two Democrats said we're keeping the filibuster, and now we want to get rid of it? Folks, we will have amnesty in under 5 years if you do that. That is stupid, stupid, stupid. From the what the heck is in our food file, Canadian couple, I'm sorry, Australian couple, this is out of Australia, back in 1995, bought a McDonald's Quarter Pounder and did not eat it. Casey Dean and Edward Nitz purchased the Quarter Pounder, since dubbed the Senior Burger by its keepers, from a Golden Arches location in Australia back in 1995. So the reason this is news is this November, the world's oldest burger turns 30. This is from the New York Post article on it. You should see the picture of it. You wouldn't know it wasn't recent. Here's the weird part. If you go to the store, even if you buy that crappy bread where like 75% of the ingredients are like strange processed chemicals that sound like they belong in a lab. Yeah, and then you put that stuff on your counter. 2-3 weeks later, it's gone mold, right? And you throw it out if you haven't eaten it. There's no mold on the poppy seed bun. None whatsoever. Now, how have they kept it? Well, they keep it wrapped in its original McDonald's stamped beige paper packaging from the time they do unwrap it for, you know, photographs from time to time as it hits milestones. It looks like it hasn't aged a day, despite, get this, never having been refrigerated and spending the past 30 years stuffed in cupboards, garbage bags, and sheds. It's still, quote, eerily intact and hasn't developed any mold or bad odor. Dean, a dog trainer and musician, told SF Gate, what is in our food? I did a similar experiment one time, didn't mean to. I dropped some, not a number of years ago. It was here in Greenville. Didn't realize I'd spilled some fries from, some French fries, McDonald's fries. And, I don't go there much, so it had been at least 6 months, and they were kind of under the seat. You know how they get sort of wedged down in there? I was like, ew. And you know what? They were perfectly intact. Same thing. No mold, no slime, no rot, nothing. Perfect condition. A little hard. But other than that, no. I mean, you could put them right on somebody's plate as long as they didn't bite into them. They wouldn't know the difference. What is in our food? Have you ever had an experience like this? Yeah, give me a text. 800-905-0989. Back to the filibuster, folks. This is a very, very bad idea of Donald Trump. This is exactly what I was afraid he would do. Okay. Texter writes, we need to keep the filibuster. John Thune, this hurts me to say this physically, John Thune, the Republican leader of the Senate, is right. Trump is wrong. Texter writes, please explain, Tara. Just the other day, you said we might as well get rid of the filibuster. Now you say no. Okay, here's what I'm talking about. What was on the table was getting rid of the filibuster for CRs only, for continuing resolutions, not for everything. Trump is proposing getting rid of it for everything. No. That's a disaster. Folks, I told you, gosh, 3-4 weeks ago, I was reading Bonchi from Red State. He first came out with this, and he's right. Democrats have two goals here. Number one, to get the reversal of the big, beautiful bill part that says illegals can't get Medicaid. That's their number one. But if they can't get that, they want us to get rid of the filibuster. They want us to. Why? Because their goal was amnesty under Joe Biden. Remember, when Joe Biden won, it was a terrifying situation. We were very afraid because he won the Senate and the House too. Won, I put in air quotes, but whatever. Well, why don't we get amnesty then? We had Democrat majority in the House and the Senate because we had the filibuster and it kept us safe. Folks, I am telling you, Trump would not be the president today if that had gone through, if we had gotten rid of the filibuster. Why do we keep the filibuster? The filibuster says you need 2/3 of the Senate, basically 60 votes, to pass something rather than 51. It guarantees bipartisanship, not something I'm normally for. But it protects us from really bad stuff. That would have flipped North Carolina blue and South Carolina purple. It would be possible to have a Democrat governor here. That's the level of the disaster. We would never have another Republican president. That's over. Only Democrat presidents, which means show trials, which means the end of free speech. I mean, total disaster. Why didn't that happen? Because two Democrats, we got so lucky. Two Democrats, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, stood up and said, no, we're keeping a filibuster. They didn't have that. They did not. They fell one vote short. Thank God. Fall on your knees and thank God for that. So if Democrats can't get protection for their shadow nation, keep them on Medicaid, then they want us to nuke the filibuster because they couldn't even do it. Why? It's the only way to amnesty. Then all they got to do is steal 2028. We'll have it. All the walls will be down. We pass the amnesty. Don't even bother voting anymore. Honestly, don't bother. There's no point. It's over. You're going to live in a one-party system. You want to know what it looks like? New York. New York City. A communist on every city council. That's what it looks like. We don't get rid of the filibuster. It protects us. I know why Trump wants to do it. He's got stuff that I would love to see pass, okay? Like birthright citizenship, although I don't even think he can get that through the Senate. Too many of these Republicans are rhinos. But yeah, there's amazing things that we could do if we got rid of the filibuster. I mean, it's very tempting. I get it. I understand why. He wants to accomplish these things instead of just signing them. But I tell you what, it puts us at risk for amnesty. And I don't. It's too risky. Folks, again, We are just now, people are opening Amazon boxes and finding hundreds of absentee ballots accidentally mailed to them. They're going to try to steal 28. There's no guarantee we win 28 at all. Texter writes, Tara, Trump only cares about what helps him now and his 4 years only. Well, in his defense, he is in a bare knuckle brawl right now and needs all the ammo he can get. But this is, it's a step too far. Donald Trump laying it on the line about where we are right now in the United States of America, like nobody else can, on what Democrats wish for America.
If you want to see what congressional Democrats wish to do to America, just look at the result of yesterday's election in New York, where their party installed a communist as the mayor of the largest city in the nation. Remember, I've said we will never have a socialist elected to any post in our country. I used to say that, and I was right. We skipped socialist, and we put in a communist instead. That didn't work out too well. But as I've warned for many years, our opponents are hell-bent on turning America into a communist Cuba or socialist Venezuela, and you see what happened to those places. For generations, Miami has been a haven for those fleeing communist tyranny in South Africa. I mean, if you take a look at what's going on in parts of South Africa, look at South Africa, what's going on. Look at South America, what's going on. You know, I'm not going to. We have a G20 meeting in South Africa. South Africa shouldn't even be in the G's anymore because what's happened there is bad. I'm not going. I told him I'm not going. I'm not going to represent our country there. It shouldn't be there. Take a look at what's happening in different parts of South America. Take a look at what's happening in different parts of the world. But now the Democrats are so extreme that Miami will soon be the refuge for those fleeing communism in New York City. They flee. They flee. Where do you live? New York City, but I'm trying to leave because I don't want to live in a communist regime.
Violet writes, communism, this is to me, communism always begins with socialism. When the socialism fails, they always turn to communism to solve the inherent problems of socialism. They all know this. The bad, too bad the people don't understand this. Texter writes, hey, Tira, this is a common sense retirement planning text line, 800-905-0989. Tara, President Trump's about to make the same mistake that he made with the COVID vaccine, with ending the filibuster, rushing to solve a problem that ends up creating a bigger one. Folks, I'm getting texts from people saying, well, Tara, I mean, Democrats retake the Senate. They're just going to end the filibuster anyway. We might as well do it early and get our stuff through. That's a compelling argument. But folks, they didn't manage it last time. Two people stood in their way. Manchin and Sinema is the only reason we didn't have amnesty, and it's the only reason Donald Trump's president. Thank God for them. And they were Democrats. There is no guarantee they get rid of the filibuster. They may want to. They didn't pull it off last time. I wouldn't do it for them. I've been saying from the beginning, half what they're trying to do here is get us to strike down the filibuster. So the second they're in power, they can finally begin doing the things they want, turning the Supreme Court into a legislature, giving, you know, senators to D.C. I mean, all of this terrible stuff. We don't want it. Trust me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.